All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay. Showtime. Barn burner. Tuesday, it's us. It's this. Who else would it be? If it's this show, if it's this podcast, you've come here for a reason. You know who it is.
You know those three dopes.
It's
those three idiots.
Same dummies that are there every day. There's Warner. There's Pinder. I'm Boomer. Game day. Get your helmet on. Flames. That whole thing. But Rhett, you were. So what's the Rhettster? You see him there the Rhettster, on the old YouTubes. What's the weather where you are in New York?
It's the typical gray. There's not a lot of, you don't get the clear, crystal clear blue skies like you do in Cowtown, but, would be 50 out, probably 45, 50, which is 10, 12.
Yeah. Well, I had, cause you were saying I hear it's cold out there. I was doing some research in the back, and apparently, Weather Network, and they've, if not them, who else would know? We are dealing with, it's official, it's a La Nina.
What?
Yeah.
La Nina's here?
I read about that yesterday.
La Nina. Pattern characterized by cold ocean temperatures in the equatorial Pacific Ocean, returning once again, likely meaning colder and snowier weather through December.
That's good for the snowpack, Dean. We like that on the hills. Talk to the over. We got to get set up with a mountain here. Let's go.
Jump. January and February will offer some respite from a front-loaded winter, but buckle up, sister, because she's going to be nipply here for a little bit.
Bring the snow. Don't mind the snow.
Hey, but here's the thing.
These fools could get the outdoor rink going across the street from my house. I'd be a little more excited about this. They've wasted a lot of cold overnights here.
Why do you get to point the finger? You're part of the community. Feel free to volunteer and get your ass.
I literally went to the website to look where I could throw my name in the hat because whoever's in charge is blowing it. I'm at that point now where it's like your incompetence is going to spur me into action. I'll do the damage. I don't even know what I'm doing.
God forbid that you have to give up a night of boozing to actually.
Oh no, you can easily booze while you make a rink. I've talked to experts.
That's the old booze and flood.
BIH. It's a beer in hand activity. No sweat.
Wow, it depends on the temperature out there. It's hard to hold on to a beer when it's this cold.
You're going
to
need some snowmobiling middies for sure, but yeah, you could do it.
Now, what's your sitch out there? Because you, when you were here, you were fancy, living on the lake, and you would send your kids
Did you flood the lake? How do you do that, Rhett?
No, we got a Zamboni for that.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're lazy too because they got to have 13 inches of ice. We can't go on the ice. 13 inch.
Not safe. 13. Lazy. That's what that is. They're lazy. So what do you have a back
across 13 inches of ice?
We'll have Kevin from Superheroes Hockey Institute. He can tell you about being on a Zamboni as it goes through the ice in a lake in Calgary. And we can revisit the lazy versus safety argument if you'd like, Rhett.
I was driving by your former home last night, and the lights are all up on the Christmas trees around there, and it's very beautiful. And it reminded me of the night of your amazing race. And I was trying to remember who was in the sumo suits racing across the lake to go up the hill.
Cruiser, the guy that did the hot tub turkey.
The turkey defrost, yeah.
Was he there?
Yes. Yes. Wow.
As it was part of the adventure that night, Warner got the sumo suits from the Flames, fired two dummies into them, and then they had to run through the backyard, across the lake, up the toboggan hill, and then back. Neither one of them made it back.
Yeah.
Running in that suit. Was there four?
You've got it wrong. All right. Was four, and two made it back. Two were incapacitated. Funker fell down. He was a turtle. He got stuck on his back. He couldn't flip over.
I was incapacitated laughing at the sumo turtle in the middle of Lake McKenzie. Who's going to help him? Not me. Yeah, me neither. Fuck you, Funker.
Too much brown booze. No rescues.
The only reason he got lifted up was because some kids took pity on him. He was in the middle of their rink.
And wow.
We got to play, mister. Get out of here. And what was a little inside, but we did this whole amazing race thing and there were teams 40th, and all of that.
Right? Yeah.
The grand prize was what?
Used TV.
Well, it was a TV in a box, which we believe to be a new TV.
Oh, come except on.
Looked like a new TV.
It looked like a new TV.
You prick.
In the box.
That is unbelievable.
I had to get rid of an old TV.
That is so sinister. Imagine how excited you'd be and the disappointment. Oh, fuck. Yeah,
I was giving it to Andy McCree.
No. Did Andy win? You're missing his birthday, his big Christmas party this week.
Yeah, you could pay someone to come and take it away or recycle it, or you could give it to one of your friends as a...
Trick them and laugh at them.
As a gift. It's a prize. What a night. You don't live here anymore. I was going to say we should do that again, but you don't... Flames play tonight.
Yep.
And the big news... two things.
Couple items.
The most important part, let's be honest. The return of Blasty.
Blasty.
Blasty is back... Last year,
I was in the gym the other day, and my kid goes, "Hey, Dad, look, there was a dude strutting around with a Blasty on."
Really?
In your house?
Workout shirt. Actually, might have taken.
Didn't come to you for an autograph. Blasty guy, come on. Morning.
Last year, reverse retros, they bring the Blasty back. Yep. And I think everyone, if you're watching this, you probably know what it is. The horse head, the black jersey.
Look at this piece of art. I've always loved the color scheme. The logo, I always feel like they left a little on the table.
Yeah, you're a little on that side. Now, last year, there were six games with Blasty.
Yep.
3-3.
Mm.
Dylan Dubé, 4 goals in Blasty. Really?
Dubes.
Yes.
Rolling in the Blasty.
Do you know how many times they wear that thing this year?
Well, this is the first, but it's a lot of revenge games. I think they play against Columbus, too, and 12. Maybe the Oilers.
12. 12 Blasty appearances this year.
Well, and the Panthers in the first Kachuk-Huberto Bowl wore those baby blue.
Yeah, yeah.
The new beach.
This year's reverse.
Yeah, which I quite like. And there's the setup. Everyone's all...
So, of course, now this year it's Blasty, but it's not the reverse retro. It's just Blasty because the reverse retro has the... What are they calling that? The
pedestal.
Pedestal things? Yeah. I don't.
And there's little flames on the wrists that are hard to see.
And the other thing about tonight, apparently, Vladar is starting. So
also, Huberto put back on the top line of skate yesterday with Lindholm and Toffoli. So I hope you knew that yesterday before you couldn't sleep at night. I thought that might have been one of the things keeping you up.
No, it's other things that keep me up. So let's get this out of the way because we got our boy standing by, our NHL insider. But we have been talking about... Subscribe to our new YouTube page. Get on there. Show us you're subscribed. We're going to have some tickets tonight. It's the return of Matthew Tkachuk. It is a sold-out barn. It is going to be. It's a tough ticket to get. We found that out from one of the ladies downstairs.
Although she was confused.
Is anybody guy, if you got some Flames tickets?
Do you got some tickets?
You guys have access.
I
wants to go to a game.
Yeah, we got a ticket tree in the corner.
Just pull a couple. Wait, the ripe ones are at the front.
Congrats to Jared Fletcher.
Jared.
Oh, boy, Jared. Jared Fletcher. There he is.
Oh, don't be making fun of him.
Oh, Jay Fletcher. Oh, 414 there. Assistant prof at Mount Royal.
This guy could help your shoulders, I think, Rhett. Look at that. Muscle physiology and biomechanics.
No one likes a show-off, Fletcher. Smartass.
He's swimming. I can't swim.
No, you can't. Well, anyway, congratulations to old JF there.
Old Fletcher.
He subscribed to the YouTubes. He's going to the game tonight to see the return of Matthew Tkachuk.
Put down your dumbbells. You're going to the game, Fletch.
There is.
Did I see the new Fletch?
The original Fletch. And there was what? Out? There were two Fletches at the time, right? Like Chevy Chase did the first one. It was very good. The second one, not as good, which is how that goes. And I think there was a new one. Was it
the guy from Mad Men?
Was it? I don't know.
1985 comedy thriller.
So good. I'll have the steak sandwich and the steak sandwich. You put on the Underhills, Bill. It's all about ball bearings, Rhett. It's all about ball bearings. What was I going to say? Next chance to win tickets is right away. Tight turn.
Oh.
The fifth as the Yotes come to town.
Yotes, baby.
Tuesday, Yotes. Mm-hmm. Is it Tuesday? No, Monday, Yotes. Mm-hmm. And then we got tickets for the Wednesday Wild game.
Oh, Wednesday on a Wild.
Mad Rose Pub. Get your Flames tickets.
Shouts to them.
15 Royal Vista Place hooking us up with those Flames tickets. Let's bring in our boy. He is our NHL insider. He is he's Philadelphia born and raised. He's Fly Eagles Fly. Jalen Hurts this.
Looking dapper.
Can't get enough.
It's the Silver Fox himself.
There he is. How's it going, Frankie boy?
The Silver Fox himself wearing silver.
Yep. See, there it is.
How still hungover?
Ooh.
No, not hungover. I was just more basking in the weirdness of my Thanksgiving. Just, we had a little kitchen mishap.
Oh,
my daughter told her class in grade one yesterday that our house was on fire. It was merely a little oven issue with the broiler, the marshmallows on the sweet potato, mashed sweet potatoes. Yeah. They got a little too close to the broiler. So we had a little fire activity, a little smoke in the house, nothing big. And I think everyone has a very strange relative, at least one, right? That's like part of the crew that ends up at your house for holidays.
See,
my family's only comprised of the weird only relatives. Weird that's people. All of us, yeah.
Saravelli texts me last night. He's like, and one of the, I was, how's Thanksgiving? Oh, there's always, the first thing he doesn't say, oh, it was great, it was relaxing. He would say, there's always some weird bastard that shows up at your house that's in your family. So I can only imagine there's got to be some layers to this when that's the first thing that's off the text chain with Frank.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole ton to it. Like, he's just one of those, like, big conspiracy theorist guys. He also, this is the most important part, he wears a dickie.
So, like, Rhett.
He's Rhett. You guys have Rhett showed up.
Like, he's exactly like Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation.
Snots!
He's got the full dickie on that goes underneath the button-down shirt.
Yeah.
It's the same one from 1985, I think. Like, they don't even make and sell those anymore. And he's got a penchant for attacking the shrimp tray. Like, he's one of those guys that, like, you look over and it's like he is slurping on the shell to get the shrimp out.
It's true. That doesn't make you weird, though, does it? Because I'm
no,
that's
kind
of my go-to. That's my play right there.
Frank, we were at fishing on the West Coast once, and they brought out this tray of fresh seafood right out of the ocean. Beautiful. And Boom attacked it like it was his own. And they actually came by and said, are you guys going to share with the rest of the guests at the resort? Geez. It was for the whole resort. And Boom absolutely demolished it. Just mayhem.
He loves telling this story as though I was the only one that was on.
Oh, we know he would attack it, but you were shrimp. It was a tag team match.
And what pisses me off more is that I'd like to say he's full of it, but he's not. As it was like a small roasting pan, like one of those deep roasters, full
stuff that's on in the ocean. It's delicious.
I was like, this is unbelievable. Look at this. They went out and got them that day.
There's good. Make sure there's enough for everyone, for guys.
Thought this was dinner. Anywho, budget is through the roof. Huge success here at Barn Burner. We just have right outside the door. It's just a lineup of people wanting to be sponsors on this program. Just every day, it's more.
Can we just non-consecutive 20s? Yeah.
On yesterday's show, we added a new addition.
Insider.
We have you're our insider, but we're getting a little bit. We're drilling down, laser focused, looking at net minding. Our goalie guru, our voodoo goalie analyst, mm-hmm. joined the show yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. Take a look here. It's impressive. Impressive debut.
I know he knows Mike McKenna, but this is very
Yeah, this is not Mike McKenna. This is our goalie.
He was busy, so we found this guy. Yeah.
Let's make sure our volume is up on this, because there's a lot of pertinent info here.
It's a lot quick. We had to really slow things down and unpack it.
This is big.
It is, yeah.
If we, yeah.
No, we're just.
And going well.
No.
There we go.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's tough to press play.
I should have been on waivers and not had a job, but instead I'm leading the league in wins. I was at Carleton in Ontario playing CIS hockey, applying for jobs at DoorDash. Now I'm a number one goalie. The hell's going on here? Go home. You're drunk, net minding.
That's our goalie voodoo.
That's our voodoo witch.
Voodoo witch.
That was actually cool Mike Smith.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yes, he would know.
He's got the inside track on this stuff. It was Olmark Jones and Logan Thompson leading the league in wins, as we all had on our cards at home at the beginning of the year.
But
right?
I was going to say has a point, because even looking this morning, there's Linus Olmark, Logan Thompson, Vitek Vanacek, and Marty Jones, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
We watched Marty Jones in the preseason and thought, is this the same Jones with the name bar that was, Calgary Hitman and then bought out by San Jose? And
some goalies we thought were good have not, and some have performed well that we would expect. I know it's been a good start for Connor Hellebuck, but here in Calgary, a number one who hasn't had a great start, and across the league, there's some guys who have stumbled out of the gates.
Last night, Shesterkin said, the goaltender was shit. I need to be better. I have to stop all these. These are not goals. So there's last year's Vezina winner. The runner-up Markstrom's not been great.
What's your read? What's your read on the goalies?
Let me ask you this. Why are you guys surprised? This is the most fickle position in pro sports. It's an absolute roller coaster year in and year out. There's so few guys that you can hang your hat on. Honestly, there's maybe 3 to 5 guys in the league. And the funny thing is, I would include Shesterkin in that category, but he's out here flogging himself. It's not the quote that got me wasn't the goalie was shit again. It was, I'm ashamed. This is someone that sounds to me like they're having a bit of a crisis of confidence, but you look at his save percentage and the Rangers give up so many shots and so many high danger chances that his save percentage is still a 913. Jeez. And people are freaking out. It's the Rangers, they've got a lot to figure out and a lot of work to do. But as you made your point, with Vladar now starting tonight, which is interesting coming off of the road trip, and Markstrom, you know, sort of continuing to struggle. I even look back at his last 5-6 games. He's still at, I think, 877. Like, it's not great. And, you know, go down the list. Thatcher Demko, Vancouver, he's having issues and has had issues all season long. Vasilevsky has had his moments this year. UC Saros has struggled in Nashville. Like, there's a whole host of guys that have really had down years, and it's no shock that their team is then also struggling. Like, breaking news, insider says teams can't win without goalie. Like, you should just change the name of the sport from hockey to goalie. I've been saying that for years.
Well, Skinner too, you think about, not Skinner, Campbell with the 5x5 has struggled mightily to the point where Skinner now looks like the guy in Edmonton. I mean, it's just, what would your philosophy be if you were in a front office on goaltending? Would you ever go beyond 3 years? Would you just hunt the bargain bin continually like Carolina has with Reimers and Freddie Anderson coming off injury and others? I mean, what's the winning play if you're going to be the brains of a hockey team on goalies?
Yeah, spend a very reasonable amount on goaltending and double your odds by spending the same amount on both. Get two middle-of-the-road guys that – you know, can sort of play in tandem 1A, 1B, ride one guy for 5 or 10 games, then shift to the other one if you need to, and go about it that way. I think we've reached a point now with sports science and everything else to say, hey, you know, the days of playing 62 games like Jacob Markstrom did last year are probably over in most cases for most guys. How many times did Jay Woodcroft and the Oilers continue to hit on that in the Battle of Alberta, saying it publicly, hey, our guy didn't play 62 games this year? It certainly seemed to be an issue, aside from the fact that, you know, the Oilers also appeared to be in Markstrom's head.
And what's interesting, and I see you leaning forward, Rhett, you played in your career the run to the Cup final with Van Beesbrook with Florida, Dominic Hasek in Buffalo, and what Kipper did in Calgary. It would be the flip side to that, that when you've got a stud, there's nothing that equals having that guy in the net.
Brodeur, Wah. I mean, you got to have that guy, right? So I guess the only question I have with all of this is, why did guys back then, why were they able to play 60 to 70 games and be good in the playoffs? I don't understand why athletes today who supposedly take better care of themselves, supposedly have better mental health code, you know what I mean? Like, how is it that they can't play 62 games and have a good playoff run? I don't understand it.
Well, I think the answer is there are exceptions to every rule, but the science would indicate that the players are at their more optimal level or peak performance if they're better managed and well rested throughout the season, as opposed to just strained under heavy workload. And I think it's more just dealing with soft tissue injuries and things like that that continue to pop up for goalies. Feels like there's been more of those than ever this year.
But doesn't that go to practice time then, to me? Like, you can manage this stuff. Like, if I'm no goalie, I played with some of the best ever, and they made me a lot of money without question. But wouldn't you manage their days off differently as opposed to playing them? Do you know what I mean? Like, give them more days off practice days. Markstrom doesn't, well, maybe, I don't think he shouldn't have to practice every day the Flames practice. I don't know that he does practice every day the Flames practice. But just as an example, if you're worried about the soft tissues injuries and the fatigue, give them the effing days off on non-game days. Play the games. Right? Like, I mean, I I'm not a goalie. I don't know what it's like to feel pucks, and maybe you want to every day, but there's got to be. I don't know. I don't understand it. There's other ways to manage this stuff. You got a good goaltender, and you're not going to play him. And then they can't find – it's a little bit like football. All of a sudden, you got biggest sport in the world, most money, and you got quarterbacks that don't seem to be able to do the job. How is that? Is there not enough young kids out there playing goaltender that they can't stop the pucks, or are the shooters that good this year?
I don't know. You go to a local rink, I don't want my kid anywhere near the net. They keep asking, hey, who wants to play goalie this week? I'm like, not us.
That's because you only get to play half the games, and that's what we're talking about. You only get to play half. Sorry.
I think the one way to probably
– game, whole snow cone at the end, or what?
Yeah, bribe the kids. I think what you're talking about, Red, is things that people in sports science have talked about a lot. I think you probably have got some constraints with the roster in terms of having a second goalie at a practice if you're given a day off. I know when the taxi squad was here, a lot of teams would give the starter a full day off, not like go do morning skate and get bagged, but like take the whole day off. But like, there's, I don't think what you're talking about hasn't been thought about and looked at and researched. I think all the things you've thrown out there have been really studied heavily. We're here because the science has pushed us here.
It's no different than any other sport. Think about starting pitching and how that's changed. We don't see complete games anymore, certain days of rest, and this guy is getting shut down for 3 weeks in the middle of the season just because he feels arm fatigue. Like, I'm sure a lot of the older guys that played in the 70s and 80s are what do you mean arm fatigue? Like, my arm hurt from spring training all the way forward.
Last night, Jason Robertson scores again for the Dallas Stars. The Stars beat St. Louis by a score of 4-1. He and Jamie Benn are having an unbelievable month. He's basically on the cusp of having the greatest month in franchise. He's already done it for Dallas players. I think Dino Cicerelli had a...
Yeah, better than Medano? That's a good month. Holy.
So he's on a 16-game point streak. He has... Last year had 41 goals. He's got 19 in 23.
Leads the league.
What are we seeing? He's 23 years old, and I feel like we're not paying close enough attention, given that the guy just signed a, albeit maybe undervalued already, four years, 7.75. But this guy looks, I don't know, if he had a different name, if he was in a different market, would we not be falling all over ourselves to get this guy on television and on the internet? I just feel like this is an underappreciated potential superstar.
Also from California, by the way. If you're not talking about Jason Robertson, like, it's the same people that are coming at me on social media today about Roope Hintz and his new contract. 8 years times $8.45 million, the extension signed today, $67 million and change. They're saying, oh, what an overpay that is. Like, you've just outed yourself. Congratulations. You do not watch the Dallas Stars. Like, Roope Hintz is such an essential piece to what Dallas does. There's a reason why they signed him to a contract that essentially matches Miro Heiskanen. He's that big of a deal on that team, that fast, that much of a pain in the ass to play against. And Jason Robertson is, to me, when you look at this season and the way that it's unfolded, if I was filling out my Hart Trophy ballot today, he would be number two behind only Connor McDavid. And even then, I would have to think about putting Robertson in the number one spot. That's how good, that's how consistent he's been. And it's been impressive for both Hintz and Robertson to get to the next level after really breaking through last season. You heard Daryl Sutter talk about, hey, we had three 40-goal scorers last year. It's hard when you hit a career year and a plateau to then exceed it, and especially to do it by a massive number. Matthew Tkachuk, coming back to the Dome tonight, first time, by the way, on pace for 119 points, which would be a new career high, and to match the 40-plus goals that he scored last year. He's the only one of the entire trade, Huberto, Uyghur, Tkachuk, then Johnny leaving to go to Columbus, that has taken his career year last year and has now built on it.
Just to circle back on Robertson, for like, Dallas came here in round one. You obviously are aware of that. When we are looking at a series, we're like, oh, wow, like, watch out for these kids. They didn't have a great series. Like, it was a lot of Ottinger. It was a lot of the veteran checking guys that made waves. And I feel like that's really the only thing missing in the resume. I thought the Dallas Stars got off easy on that four-year extension with Robertson. He's still an RFA when it expires. And I thought he had them over the barrel with the season. Yeah, like, why not ask for 10? You know where the cap's going for 4 years? Come on.
Yeah, we kind of wondered, where were they going? They were kind of caught in the middle. You got Sagan and Ben and Pavelski, and then you got these young guys. Well, if the young guys are going to mature like this, then you're going to be just fine. And take along Jamie Benn with you, 26 points in 23 games. Talking about, we're here in Alberta. It's not a shot. Connor McDavid is the best player in the world. He's the best player in the world. But I saw a stat from your boy Jay Fresh. He has... 39 points on the season. He's going to cruise to probably the Hart and the Art Ross and that whole thing. Mm-hmm. He has 11 points 5-on-5. Three points last night, none of them at even strength. 11 even strength numbers. You try and position that as a shot against the player. It's not. It's just, and I've said this before, I don't know how they lose games. When you watch... They were down 3-0 in New York on Saturday, score three in the third, then Leon scores the winner in the final minute or whatever. Game over. Last night, down in the game, tie it up, off to overtime, 22 seconds in, game over. I don't know how they lose hockey games with those guys, especially when you get power play tries 3-4 a night. It's almost automatic for them.
Should be.
I will tell you how they lose hockey games. Check out their ice time. Connor McDavid plays 24 minutes a game or whatever the number is. That means someone else is on the ice for the other 36. I'm not really good at math. I was an English major, but
that's pretty good.
That's the thing. I mean, you're in a spot where these guys can only play so much. Red, we just talked about sports science. I would play those two guys until the wheels fall off. It's effortless the way McDavid skates and goes. Why isn't he playing 32 minutes a night as a forward? That just seems to me 8 less minutes of Jesper Järvi or 8 less minutes of Warren Fogel or whoever it is that would be in that spot that you just don't want and don't need on the ice. It's like these other guys on their team, then that's the real failure of the way the Oilers roster is built, is that they have way too many one-dimensional, easy-to-play-against players that don't help you win in their bottom six, and it's hard to change that.
They're getting outscored pretty heavily at 5-on-5. They're 26th in the league in terms of their 5-on-5 scoring. Like, they're getting outscored. I agree with you. I think the flaw of the Oilers roster is just like you've been gifted two superstars. They're both locked in at relative deals compared to what they could be if, you know, they're near the market. And what have you complimented them with? Like, bad decor, man net minding, their bottom six forwards. You know, the drafting, they tricked Broberg instead of Zegras, Caulfield, Boldy. Like, they should be way better. They should be hanging banners. You're what, 7 years into Connor here? You should have two of those already.
It's scary to think that you are, I don't know, what's a typical NHL career for a player of McDavid's stature and status? Is it 18 years? Like, we're approaching the halfway mark of that. How is it all going to be in Edmonton? You don't know the answer to it, but you have to make headway, which is a big reason why this year, I think for both Edmonton and Calgary, there's no option to miss the playoffs this year. You can't do it.
What's going on at dailyfaceoff.com? What are you hearing before we let you go here? Just stuff going on in your circle.
Well, you know what? I think this is a really intriguing homestand for the Calgary Flames. I wonder, we talked a few weeks ago about Daryl Sutter and Rhett. You were pretty animated in the discussion about some of the buttons that he's been pushing to this point. Will we see a bit more softer Daryl Sutter? I think that's been one of the big storylines of the first quarter of the season. It feels like he's been breathing down everyone's neck, and will he let some of the air out of the balloon a little bit in terms of how this has been managed to this point? You can't go hard all the time, and I think that's really worn on this team, and I think we've reached an interesting inflection point to take a step back and look and say, where do things stand?
It's weird because I almost feel like players are smart enough now. By the time you get to the end of November, you've seen the song and dance by now. If he has roasted you and rode the team hard, and then all of a sudden the flip of the calendar is like, hey guys, how are we doing today? Everything good? You guys are good. It's like
some wins would help. I know that.
I just think you reach a breaking point at a certain part of it.
Yeah, I worry about a little bit.
Close to that.
Were you surprised at all by the extension? This year was already on paper, and they quietly and quickly extended him. I think early in the training camp, I want to say, or early season.
October 8th was the extension date. Yeah. October 11th was the start of the regular season, and I was surprised because it went against the plan. It was supposed to be 2.5 years of Daryl Sutter, and then I think it was, hey, we're going to move on to the next guy, and whether that was Kirk Muller or Ryan Huska or whoever that might be, I think it was 2.5 years of Daryl and out, and now it seems like it's 4.5 years of Daryl Sutter and out. And what does that mean? How does it change the course of this team?
Yeah, well, certainly it affects young guys getting chances and what free agency looks like for potential fits. I mean, he's not for everyone, right?
He made it very clear. What was it? Was it last week or a few days ago, raving about whatever team they were facing? I forget when exactly this was. I'm trying to piece it together in my mind. Something about, oh yeah, no secret as to why that team's good. They're all from Western Canada. It's like, if you're sitting in the Flames locker room and you're hearing that, and you're Jacob Markstrom, or I don't know, pick some other, Elias Lindholm, and you're going, wait, am I not allowed to be good at hockey because I'm not from Western Canada? Like, is that how this works? I'm sure they've heard it all and seen it all before, but at some point you're just like, what's happening here?
We don't need you coming on here and stirring up shit. Coming up with these conspiracy theories trying to cause ruckus here, all right? Just, Keep that for, was it winless and 10 there?
And I filter.
Torts and the Flyers? Torts and the
West. And I talk.
All right. Good enough. Good enough. Good to talk to you, buddy. We'll see you next week. Be good.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Betcha. Frank Saravalli, our NHL insider. I do not telling, you know, tales out of school. It's not, I mean, we're whatever. But there is a lot of that vibe, the Sutter intensity this season vibe.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like, ooh, I hope. And it feels like you played for the guy. It feels like you felt it from
miles
two
away.
Time zones away, Retro. That's what I'm hearing here is like, it's been holding those guys, really driving them, really grinding them.
And then on top of that, there's sort of this closed-minded unwillingness to take a look at kids. You know, he was forced to look at the blue liners. He talked about there wasn't enough depth, but he separated all the kids from the vets right from the first day of training camp. Why won't you take a look at a Phillips and a Pelche?
Well, but are we convinced the GM has walked down and said, hey, what about trying some of these kids?
I'm sure he could.
I'm not making excuses for Daryl because he's probably going to say, piss off, I don't need him anyway, but... Is the cap space sufficient where you can play with that stuff? I don't. I'm absolutely curious if it even makes sense.
Yeah,
and again, I said it yesterday. If you're bringing Phillips or Pelche in, are you playing them on the top line with Lindholm or Kadri? Because there's no sense bringing them in and letting them muddle about in the fourth line with the muckers.
Yeah. Right? If Phillips comes up and has to play with Lucic and Lewis, it's not going to look good. And it's not going to be his fault.
No.
You need to put him in the top nine somewhere.
So I'll ask you,
Rich. And sorry.
No.
We think about this all the time. Are we really at a point, and we might be, 20 games into a season with a team that was projected to be quite good, right? Like certainly not 500 good, like home ice advantage in the playoffs supposed to be. Are we throwing in the towel on that and looking to a Matthew Phillips to change the course?
No, you want to upgrade on guys that have sucked. About. Like, Luch has not been good.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're looking for a guy to play 12 minutes and change the season. You just need to get better goaltending. You need to get better fourth line play. You need to get better offensive play. Any little edge you can find anywhere in this organization, you should be taking advantage of.
But again, that's like you just said, you got to get better fourth line play, but you're not going to get better fourth line play by inserting either of those two kids.
I think if Pelche you put Phillips or Pelche in the top nine, that puts Ruzicka on the fourth line and you got a better look, or maybe it's someone else on the fourth line. I mean, it's that whole, like, push everyone down.
But you can't be disappointed. I agree, but you can't be disappointed with what Ruzicka's put up.
No, he's been fine. He's been a nice story after getting scratched 9 or 10.
So again, that's where I go to. It's like, if you want to, like, how do you manipulate that? Where you bring them in? How? I honestly, it is. It's kind of like you bring a whole line over and wipe out your fourth line and say, "Hey, we're not good enough, and we're throwing the Daryl never would, but would you? Would you throw the whole fourth line out the window and say, come on, you kids, let's go?"
Yeah, that would be logistically difficult with cap and roster spots and stuff. What I would do is put be it Pelche or Phillips in a top nine spot. Slide someone onto the fourth line and punt a fourth liner that's been no good, and that shouldn't be difficult right now.
You know, it's interesting. Still say what? Go ahead.
I still say that Backlund, Coleman, and somebody else as a fourth line would be wonderful, but you don't have the...
If Pelche is there, I think it's a great spot.
We clamored for that to be the third line.
I haven't minded that line.
If that's your fourth line, you got a really good team. But here we are on a game day where it is Dan Vladar starting.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's a switch of the top line.
Mm-hmm. That's back up top.
On any given year, any given week, that's a big story with a Daryl Sutter team. He's once again made changes in his top nine.
He didn't change at all last year.
And Markstrom isn't injured. This is just him putting in Vladar.
As he should. I think Daryl likes, if he can ride a hot hand, but it's taken a while for Dan Vladar to earn his trust. He went a month between starts last year. He had 6 starts in the NHL before last year. He had to prove himself to Daryl, and I think the road trip's done a lot in that department, I would think.
Is that what this is, him riding a hot hand, or is this trying to send a message to Markstrom?
If it's both, all the better. But he's going with his better goalie right now, isn't he? I'm not talking all full season. I'm not talking about even 20 games, but over the last 2 weeks, who's been the best of the two? Vladar.
Thank you, and probably you should just give him credit for it and not think, don't ask questions. Vladar's been better. Play him.
Perfect.
Giving Markstrom that rest that everybody talks about, blah, blah, blah. It should all work out. That's fine. Great.
And Markstrom's competitive cat. Because I don't know that this is the worst thing for Jacob Markstrom to get the coals under him. I'm not suggesting he's not motivated. He absolutely is, but he's a competitor. This guy, intense. If he sees someone else creeping in, what are you going to get from him in his next start? You might get a better Markstrom. His best year of his career was the one he played with Demko breathing down his neck, and he finished fourth in Vezina on an awful Vancouver team that finished in the bubble.
When does that become an issue where you are competitive and now you're not? Now we're starting to make up BS too. But my point was, if Daryl's pushing your buttons and you're competitive, when did it go from I want to do good for you to put me somewhere else?
I think we're a ways away from that, but it's Daryl's right. Like you don't like anyway, right?
Yeah, you're gonna want to grind on me. I'm doing my best out there, bud. I can take my game and go play for another squad if need be. If you don't like what you see, feel free to.
Yeah, I don't think Jacob's been super proud of it. He mentioned Pittsburgh, he said, I need to be better after Tampa, beginning of the road trip.
Hey.
I'm not saying it's got to that point, but it could.
Did you know that Adam Rzeczka is 1 point shy of becoming the Flames' all-time points leader by Slovakian-born players? 1 point away. Do you know who is the leader?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Leading all-time points getter for Calgary Flames among Slovakian
board
players.
I can think of Czechs. I can't think of Slovaks. Like, are we talking like a Daniel Pribble? What the hell's happening?
No, this is... It would have been 21 points.
Defenseman?
21 points in 107 games pre-Rhett Warner, I believe.
Give us the stats again.
21 points in 107 games.
It's got to be D-Man because you're referencing Rhett.
No. No, just I mean that puts you in a time frame. I'll check it. Because
there's lots of Czechoslovakia, lots of Czechs, but I can't think of any Slovaks.
Do we use the CK as a, like, if it's... Is that a, like,
Marek Sedlicki?
Petrovitsky? Ronald Petrovicki? Petrovitsky? How do we now go with a Petrovitsky? Is that how that goes?
I don't know. Remember when we tried to tell everyone it was Dan Vladich, not Vladar? And then the Flames said, Dan Vladar. You're just going to throw out the, okay.
And it was Ronald, because there was a Robert.
Yep.
There he is in 2000. The 2000-2001 season, and then the 2001-2002 season.
You played junior over here or no?
Prince George Cougars, my friend.
Felt like a Western League.
Yeah. That was kind of your day, Warner, wasn't it? Did you play in the Western League against him?
2000?
No. He was Tri-City and then Prince George 94-95 through 98.
Oh, yeah.
PG, Tri-City, and then Regina had 64 goals. That's an overager in the Regina Pats.
And by all means, if Rooch wants to blow the doors off that Slovakian record, go ahead. Because once, you know, Luch goes to the rafters, we need Rooch.
Oh, is that what it is?
When he's on the...
I gotcha. Because, you
know, Pelche will be up and all that stuff.
Right? And you know, while I was here, I was on the old webs during the... Because we got to talk about Jason Robertson.
Yeah.
Did you realize where he was selected?
Second round.
Because, you know, I hate to do it.
Was go it looking right at, after the Flames pick.
Go someone? Looking at drafts and stuff like that. Going back in history and
yeah, what year? One of your favorites.
What year was it?
It was the 2017 draft, fellas.
I hope that's not a goalie there.
16 overall, Juuso Välimäki to the Calgary Flames.
Yeah, and Juuso was on a nice timeline until he blew out his knee.
Yeah. And then some Yamamoto's and a Josh Norris, Rob Thomas, Henry Jokiharju. Jason Robertson, 39th overall, round number 2.
His brother's got a lot of hype, but he plays in Toronto.
Did so his brother ever his got a lot of hype? Get out of here. This guy's a superstar. He yeah. really is.
No, he took way too little money in Dallas. That's crazy. Absolutely nuts. 4 years and not huge, though. Like, less than 8? That's ridiculous for a guy that scored 40.
It's not enough. 8. How can he live on 8?
Oh, it's not about living. It's about, like, should the billionaire owner get that huge piece of pie that you just earned him, or should you get more? You're a player. I shouldn't have to convince you. I mean,
23 years
he's
old.
He's a mega stud, and the cap is doing this.
Why don't you give him credit for being a great team guy and taking a reasonable contract so that they could sign other guys? And
like Rupe today.
Oh, he and Rupe are a big part of it.
Yeah. Rupe!
I mean, I guess that's what we'll say about Connor for taking 8 years times 12 and a half, not 15 times 5, so that Peter Chiarelli could go blow his brains out. Right? Hey, Koskinen, you've been here 8 minutes. Take a 4-year deal. Careful.
His GM's a little back,
better,
hey?
His GM's a little better than
it always ends up into the backpack.
Yeah.
Somewhere or some it's so it was
well, that's
Peter Chiarelli.
That's team friendly. Connor at 8 times 12 and a half.
That damn Roberts, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Because of Koskinen.
No, and you know
that's right.
Agent's job is one thing, not to be friends with the GM, but to maximize player earnings, right? Yeah,
the shortest distance from point A to B, or Jason Robertson to Mikko Koskinen, is Ryan Pinder. That's the straight line. You got there.
That didn't take long.
Nearly direct.
I can give you more.
Nearly a direct flight.
It wasn't just Koskinen.
We want to do the Pinder report?
Let's do it.
You got a busy one today, I hear.
It's not super busy.
You went out for coffee, and the guys were saying, holy Christ, look at all this stuff. For the
There's lots point. In there, but it's not going to take too long.
Got it in like 2 minutes before
quickly
showtime.
Quickly whirl Jesus, around.
All this stuff. Here we go. God almighty. The Pinder Report brought to you by Village Honda. Proudly serving Calgary and area for over 30 years. Your one-stop automotive destination in Calgary. Visit them today in the Northwest Auto Mall or online, villagehonda.com. It's the Pinder Report.
Start with the Calgary Flames, fellows. It is blasty night as Matthew Dirtball Jerkbag Tkachuk is back in town. This will be a big one at the Dome. I think if there was a top five home games of the year, it's got to be in there. You got your Edmonton games, your Montreal, your Toronto, and Tkachuk coming back. Gaudreau coming. That's your list.
Montage?
Hell of a montage.
Gotta be, right?
And I think we'll get a very nice smattering of applause and boos. It's going to be a conflicted crowd here. It is. There's your blasties. Have a good look here. Those are your lines. We talked about the changes. Huberto back up top. Vladar starting in net. And yes, now that they've got Michael Stone back, they've put Uyghur and Tanev back together in the second pair. It's been a few games of that. There's Chucky and his new digs. It's gone well for him in Florida on the individual statistics side. For the team, one win in the last 6. Now, a lot of OTLs in there. I think, what, 1, 2, and 3?
1, 2, and 3.
But this is a group that, you know, when you look at the struggles of Uyghur and Huberto and you say, oh, the Flames, boy, like they're not supposed to be this point in the standings. And oh, look at Tkachuk, he's having a monster. Well, they're not where they're supposed to be in the standings. They were running away with the President's Trophy last year, and they're on the outside looking in the East. I don't think we saw that coming, albeit, you know, they had to thin out some other parts of the roster over the summer as well.
You know, it's just, you go through the draft, and even when you pick, remember, the Flames have never picked first overall. They've picked
4 is the highest ever. That's Bennett.
But then you do hit on one. You hit on a guy that turns into a 100-point player and gone, right? Like, yep. not captain, franchise player, number in the rafters, that whole thing. What a success story it's been. No. Florida.
Are they going to get in?
Good taxes.
Are they going to get in, Rhett? Are you worried about Florida? Are they what they are in the standings at this point? No,
they are, but I think they'll be okay.
He's coming at you, Rhett, just so you're aware of what he's doing here.
There's a lot of good teams on the outside looking in right now, and I think a lot of them are going to be fine. Like Edmonton's the same. They're
not all going to be fine. Here's the problem.
Here was Chucky from last night.
Really good teams.
Side of the net. But
don't make the...
Watch that. He gives it the old, hey, how's she going? What's that? Hey,
I says, papa, I can't hear papa. Papa, remember me?
What a skill.
As for Florida, another note, no Sasha Barkov with them. They started their road trip without him in Edmonton last night. Blew that lead in the third last night. And that leaves, of course, what somebody always wanted here in Calgary. Aside from Greg at Bonton, it was top line Sam Bennett, who we now have as the center of the top line in Florida tonight. It was only a matter of
time. Oh, Greg will be
happy.
Greg,
just for you, just in time.
Do you think Greg's going to the game?
I think he's going to have a big, I know the weather's not great, but I think he's tailgating for this thing. It's Sam Bennett return night.
Is that right?
Yes.
It's chilly it's going to be hard to keep those ribs warm when it's that cold.
He'll have the smoker
outside.
And then he's got that RV that he's talked about. I think he's ready to rock. He's probably in the lot right now yelling with some parking attendant.
Anthony Duclair has not played all season. He's missed 22. You mentioned Barkov. I don't know what's going on in net because it's been Spencer Knight. Bobrovsky has played in just 3 of the last 10. His last two outings, he let in 5 on 23 against Columbus, loss, and let in 4 on 11 in the first period against Dallas and got yanked. So it has been old Spencer who took the extra time loss to the Flames going back to last week and what have you.
They've been leaky defensively. Their last 6 games, 29 goals against. One of those is a shootout winner, so we can call it 28. But point being, it's almost 5 against per game. And it was like last night, you had Edmonton stuck at, what, 1 goal? 2 goals? And then it's bunk, bunk.
4 with the extra time, but they've allowed 4 or more in regulation in 5 of their last 8. So yeah. You're right. They're hemorrhaging goals.
So we'll see whether it's Knight again or over to Bobber, the $10 million, highest paid healthy goalie in the NHL with Carey Price on the shelf?
He didn't take less.
He did not take less. And Dale Tallon, what was it? Within a week of drafting Spencer Knight, he signed that deal. Another backpack at him. Like, how did you want this to go? A $10 million goalie and another goalie?
Best player available.
BPA. Goalie that early? Doubt it.
That's another backpack item.
I know. We're just hitting him hard. Wow. I mean, Dustin Wolf had the same stats. Round 7. Come on now, Dale. Figure it out.
Peter Chiarelli, Mikko Koskinen.
Dale drafting, Tallon special.
Drafting goalies in the first round.
It's all
Florida taking Spencer Knight and signing Bobrovsky in the same offseason.
It's a blackout bingo for the backpack. Holy cow. Everyone gets a free punt. See you at the bar.
It is a blackout.
It's a blackout bingo. Let's go to other NHL news. We quickly touched on it with Frank Saravalli. Rupe hints with an extension. We don't need to show you any of the images from that. That's fine. It's big money. He's a really good young player. And as you said so eloquently, Dean, as you do, they've transitioned nicely from what we thought might have been an older core to like, are the kids ready yet? Like, no, they're just good the whole way through. And Ottinger's looked phenomenal this year. Dare I say a Vezina caliber season.
You've wanted Rupe for years, haven't you? I remember when Rupe was a kid and you were...
Rupe! And another guy we get...
Ianni Hockenpah!
We love the Dallas Stars for their names.
Totes. Totally do.
Yeah. Jack Hughes is fully hitting ridiculous here. This are you familiar with bro Jack Hughes, man?
Totes.
It's like one of the bros from the Hughes family. Check out the alley-oop last night against the Rangers that he and the Devils work. They're having fun. And... yeah, when you talk about some of the issues that you're going to be facing in the East, Devils are really good. Carolina's really good. Rangers, Frank talked about, they got to get ahead of some of these teams in the Metro. Watch this. Whoop! Over the top.
Oh, nice.
And the first kid ever to go U.S. National Development Program right to the NHL. 5-hole Shesterkin cursing himself post-game. Devils win.
It's their 10th road win in 11 road games. And I think they actually lost... one of their first, those 3 losses.
They started
the season
with 2 wins, I think, or 2 or 3 losses. Yeah.
I think that they've won 10 straight. This is now 10 on the road. And that ties and Boston historically for the shortest amount of time to get to 10.
Speaking of Buffalo, speaking of sexy goals, we go to our Tage Thompson insider, Rhett Warner, to break down the 6'7" behemoth's latest beauty that came in last night's blown lead and loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh.
Yeah, up 5-3 and the boys can't come through. Come on.
Look at the reach
look
on this
at this.
Cat.
Look at the silk.
Thompson, TNT blows it up.
That's it. TNT blows it up, Retro.
Watch the hands and just him. Like, how are you supposed to defend this guy? It's like a point guard covering a center. Like, you just, his reach. Just swinging it around.
Rip shots, too. They got to respect the shot, too.
I don't know how you stop this guy.
Rifle the puck.
Who's got longer arms, Retro or this guy?
Are you kidding me? The Retzel arms are massive. This guy's arms are even longer.
Jungle arms, too long for my shirt, too long for my jacket. Except his arms work.
Steve Miller Band, covered by Dean Malmberg with Jungle Arms.
Is it not playing the hits. Is it not Jungle Arms?
Yeah, they blow that lead. Tampa put on a bit of a show late with Kucherov and Stamkos.
Apparently the power play got them going. Apparently. Pretty good.
Apparently. So speaking of all this offense, high-flying young players, highlight reel goals. If it feels like there's more goals in the NHL for star players, well, let's take a look at the top five scorers in the league and what they're projected to hit for point totals today, this season, because I think we're right. McDavid on pace for 149, Robertson 128, Kucherov 132, Draisaitl 123, Pasta 125. Oh, and Erik Karlsson on pace for 109. You know, when we say it's not early anymore, these numbers still feel kind of early.
Is there any Flames in that group?
There's no Flames. There's also no Panthers, but Kachuk's not far off. We'll move along. Guys, something I've loved and held close to my heart for a long time is the inverse standings.
Perotes. Right.
We've found Bedard Watch, courtesy our stats pal at The Athletic, Dom. Here's your probabilities per his model of where teams are going to finish, and thus their odds of having the lottery balls shine as brightly on them as they once did for the Edmonton Oilers 4 times in 7 years. How would you like a superstar in Chicago, Rhett?
Why do you keep coming back to Chicago?
They're pretty nice.
They're the top of the list.
I want them to go to...
How would you like a superstar in Anaheim?
Go to Philly.
Ooh.
Go to Philly.
Welcome to the league, son. You're an offensive wizard that doesn't like D. Meet your coach, Torts.
I don't know that I... Whenever. I don't know how I feel about any of those teams.
Arizona, it'd be embarrassing. Columbus,
oddly, I feel like Arizona.
I think it's the Chicago boys.
Go to Arizona.
Big star, big city. Just when Kane's leaving.
Get a friggin' rink built there already, and let's move on from all this nonsense and have a team in one of the biggest markets in the U.S. and just be good.
Move it to Houston or build a rink. Get shit or get off the pot. Let's go. No. Anyone in there you don't want?
Buffalo.
St. Louis.
Blues, yeah, agreed.
Ottawa.
Stinking Ottawa's going to get a new
big
rink.
Though. San Jose guy.
Yeah.
It's that
Chicago's
dumb.
Chicago's just had. I love Chicago, but they've been good. They don't deserve it again.
Yeah, they've been
shitty
for
like
6 years, though. It's been a while.
Yeah, six years. Like, oh, poor babies.
Well, it's going to take a few. It'll be 10 years.
Christ, they haven't. Patrick Kane still hasn't sobered up from the parade yet.
That would explain the production falling off.
He tanked on that bus that year. Whoa.
Yeah, it wasn't the only time he's been tanked. Rumor mill suggests. Let's go to Major League Baseball. Major cash being had a Rhett.
Judge.
You got long arms. You should have thrown a baseball, Rhett, or at least swung a bat at
Too
one.
Too long for my shirt.
Shoulders.
Pinder. Jose Abreu getting paid. 3 years. Just, yeah, why let's make it 60-ish million, hey? 58.5. He's a guy that's pretty good. He's
why
not
you
Connor
got
McDavid.
Your kids playing hockey? Tie one of those Figure kids' arm behind his back. Teach him to be a lefty.
Yes, pitch left-handed, hit dingers,
He's
or throw footballs. Let's
big,
go.
Big, dumb, long limbs already at 14 or whatever he is. Teach him to throw
touch
a
home plate
ball.
From the mound. Let's go.
We can do it all. We're athletic in this house.
And finally, we have five
Frisbee
teams.
Frisbee out the other day.
Frisbee, yeah. There you go. I thought that'd be too hipster for you. Ultimate.
Frisbee golf?
Prolf? That's a beer-enhanced sport, BIH.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. World Cup, we have five teams through to round two, or elimination round, knockout round. France, Brazil, Portugal already were through, and after results in Group A this morning, the Netherlands and Senegal are dancing on. So one group's
finally
done, seven groups we to wrap it. Up in the next couple days. Canada will play a meeting of Scots against Morocco to figure out whether they'll go home with a win or no wins, but they're still going home on Thursday morning, I think.
You gonna go watch?
It's 8 a.m. I will go from kid drop off right to the pub, or I'll come here and prep for the show. Damn it.
Have nachos while you're at the pub.
Be rude not to. That's your Pinder report for Village Honda and our boy Anthony at Village Honda. Okay with the Dutch getting through another win. They haven't lost in 2 years, but they're playing the wrong left back. This coach is an idiot.
Oh, is that right?
I haven't lost in 2 years.
Well, yeah, keep your distance if you head up the Village today.
No, it'd be in good spirits, but like, you know, come on, play.
Bunch of idiots.
Play your stars. Let's go.
Village Honda drive away today in a pre-owned vehicle. Only about 60. 60 on site. Access to over 400 more. They are going to have what you're looking for. Visit them today in the Northwest Auto Mall or at villagehonda.com. 7663 110th Ave Northwest, villagehonda.com. That's the gripe, hey? They're playing the wrong.
The left back's too slow. I can give you more details if you
got
like
it.
But he's hardcore. He might not be wrong. I know. I mean, this guy's coached the national team 3 times for like a couple decades in total, but
yeah.
Maybe Anthony knows more.
Maybe. This is a bit of a curveball for both Alex and Tan Man, the Tandy Man.
Danny Tanner.
I found a fishing video this morning on the YouTubes. When's the last time you've gone fishing out there, Rich? Did you do any New York fishing? What do you get, some bass? What are you fishing for out there?
No, they got it all. Yeah. They got the bass. They got salmon and the trout and the creeks.
So that you could see there. This is the video, and we'll definitely need the audio on this. That's not buffalo. That is
Doesn't look like it. Looks like sort of a pier.
Yeah, it looks California-ish, maybe some fly. I'm not sure, but this is definitely in a warmer climate. Dude with gets a big one on the hook here. So we take a listen.
Let the straight out! Fucking idiot! Get your goddamn light out of here! Fucking moron! God damn it!
Oopsies. Dude's fishing from the pier and somehow hooks onto a surfer.
Hey, man, come on, man. I'm surfing here. Bro.
Let's hear it again. Sorry, Alex. Start it again. Take it from the top. Because I do. If you listen for the bro, it's in there, man.
Let the fucking string out. Let the string out. Fucking moron. God damn it.
Out of all of those, I think I
did. Where'd he get him?
It looked like a palm,
maybe something like
that. Yeah, got him somewhere.
Let the string out. God damn it.
God damn.
You did have a big one on the line, but
yeah.
Everyone disappointed.
Come on, man. Let's do our from there. I just wanted to get that in. I want to make sure because we can play swears now. It's awesome. Love it.
Makes me happy because I think it reminds me of John Candy when he starts shooting up the sharks or the fish.
Yeah.
Which one was that? Police Academy?
No, it's not. He wasn't in Police Academy. It was
John Candy, Police Academy.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Not Dazed and Confused. Shit. Anyway. Betway bets. There's no way to transition from that. I like we can play swears now.
I bet you'll be able to figure out that movie he's talking about by the time you've driven home.
I should know. It was the thing with the
Armed and Dangerous.
Thank you. I was Dazed and Confused. I knew it wasn't Dazed and Confused. Well,
boom.
There you go.
Fucking rights, Rhett. That would have bugged me all day.
Swearing.
And then I'd have been pissed off later and be like, Dazed and Confused, you idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous. Go ahead with your bets of the day.
Betway bets of the day.
Oh, you start with mine? All right, let's start with mine then. Look at Alex. He's like, oh, is he going to? He's on some sort of a rant. We can't put it up.
I love where your head's at.
Hey, God bless you. The Florida Panthers are in town. They've lost 5 of 6. They're giving up a lot of goals. So, of course, I'm going the other way. Matthew Tkachuk is back. If you think there's any way he's not scoring tonight, it's the guy back in town first game. We've missed on a few. Stupid. We're stupid about it.
Jankowski a late ad too, but if that duster is going to come into this house and score, Matthew's getting a hat trick. Let's go.
Not this time. Matthew Tkachuk, anytime goal pays 155, plus 155. Tkachuk, one or more points on the power play, plus 120. We're on the plus side on both of those.
Come on now. Take your money.
Come on.
It's crazy.
Like, come on.
Sam Bennett did it. Tkachuk's did it.
Look at that.
Jankowski did it.
What's
everyone
that, boom? What's that, boom? It's easy money, Matthew.
Easy money, huh?
Easy money, Chucky. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go. Those are my bets of the day.
All right. We'll take a peek at mine. I've got one of the same ones in there. Tkachuk anytime goal. And Huberto back on the top line. Flames get a team that hasn't defended or stopped pucks from going in their net very well. Why not take a little shot at a Huberto two-point night? If he's going to do it, seem fired up against his old crew when they're in FLA. So we'll see if he can do it in CGY with the Blasty on tonight. That way, bets of the day.
Bet responsibly. Please.
Now, is Vladar the one thing that could really screw this all up? If he's going to go all, I'm a number one goalie, Daryl, I'm your knight in shining armor, ride me into the postseason.
Let's just caucus a sidebar, you and me.
Yeah.
If Vladar plays well tonight, like gets a win,
yeah,
be ready for the told you to trade Markstrom.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of the Buffalo studios tomorrow.
There's no told you. I mean, everyone will be jumping to get it. Jacob Markstrom, who's lost his job to Vladar. It'll be start the trade calls tomorrow on the show.
If only somebody'd mentioned it. If only somebody brought it up. Trade Giordano. Trade Gaudreau. Trade
Markstrom. That's not liking the tone of this.
So when Frank Saravalli comes on and talks like he's God and almighty and says, pay two average goaltenders average money and split their time, I'm an idiot for saying play Vladar.
I just think, Markstrom. Why would you go pay a $6 million goalie at this position when you could find one for three? That's kind of the argument, right?
There you go. Get him out of here. Go get a $3 million goaltender and get a first line forward.
I like where your head's at for the Calgary side. I'm just figuring out which team wants to buy the last 3 years of a 6-year pact with Markstrom when he's not playing well.
You said that this guy's the best goalie at the house. Here we go. Now your opinion on signing Markstrom to the long-term deal.
No, I like the
useless. And these, you can't even dump him. I mean, the guy's the shits. He's a Vezina. Nothing. Get out of here.
Ooh, I'm good one day. The other I'm not. Vezina votes. Siv, figure me out. Ha, 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 I'm a goalie.
I love this guy.
I mean, you can play both sides of it. Like, they gave Bob 10 a year for 7 years. Markstrom's a steal compared to that. But they're still fucking goalies. Who the hell knows how they work?
Alex, bleep him out with his F word.
He can't slot. How are you going to bleep him?
They're South Street Burger. We got a 1 o'clock phone call with the boys. We're South Street.
They're going to contribute more to the swear jar.
Hey,
afternoon.
Guys, do you have time for a call tomorrow
Could
afternoon?
You tone it down.
South Street Burger. Now I want to throw this back out there because today's what, 2029, and then it's 30th, and then before you know what, she's
26
December.
Days till Christmas.
Kids at our house have been telling me that if your behavior is sterling, sometimes the elf even comes a day early.
My kid brought that up, so hey,
I've checked my sources. I can't get a clear answer on this.
So which night does the elf show up?
BS.
Right. So is it the night of the 1st or is it the night of the 30th going into the 1st? When does that son of a gun show up?
As long as it's
up?
Not 31 days, that would be more confusing, I know.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess he's coming. Two things. I've been told, we talked about this last week, I'm told apparently that this is the time of year if you are, you're in love and you can't control yourself and you just got to spend the rest of your life with this other person that's in your life.
Yeah, but what's your wife going to think about it, right? I mean, it's a huge quandary.
You get engaged, the family's all around, you do something fancy. Oh, it's so romantic, so lovely, so happy for you. So if that's you and you're getting engaged, you need some jewelry. There you go.
Oh, look at this.
On screen, Vina Nova. Calgary's lab-grown diamond specialists. Went there last week with the Wolverine, met Justin, met the staff that they got there, took a look around. There's the engagement ring. It's more than just engagement rings, but I just know that there'll be some dummy out there who's like, yeah, maybe I guess I don't know what else to get, or maybe this is the year I just go through and just, if that's you, or if you maybe do have an actual plan and you're looking for a great product at up to 80% less for for a diamond, for this thing that is as good, in some cases, better than the real thing. Venanova.com. Say they got the sale there. Go check the website, but more importantly, go and second floor over at the old Stephen Avenue thing there, and take a loop through. I'm not a big jewelry guy, but it's impressive stuff.
I don't see you wearing lots of jewelry. I think your wife's a jewelry gal, though.
Yeah, she's a jewelry gal. And then you see it, whether it's earrings or necklaces or bracelets or whatever the case may be. The thing about it is, he's a gemologist. This is what they do. This isn't, oh, by the way, and over in this corner, we've got these lab-grown things. I don't know. This is their specialty. And you're going to absolutely wow that other person in your life with this Christmas gift.
Valentine's coming up, Christmas. We got proposals. Maybe you dump some spinach dip in a teammate's wife's hair and you're a millionaire. Just diamonds. Go.
They're a best friend to somebody.
Can really smooth some things over.
That's right. So Venanova.
I sent Justin an email.
I know you did.
Looking forward to talking. Wow.
Why, what are you doing?
Old Redster, what are you cooking?
Because I am a romanticist. I do put a lot of time and effort into my gift giving.
He's a romanticist.
Tomorrow on the program, I got the email here mid-show.
Pinder will be hungover. He's got a big.
What are you talking about?
Bowl. You're not going to get it all right out of there?
Of course
you're
I am. The
Wolverine. Ow!
No, you know what?
We he's got some already, plans coming together.
No, he's already made the plans. Like, you know what?
Line and cover.
We should probably slide. Hey, Wolfie, have you been? Oh, yeah. You know what? We should probably slide. But have you ever been to Greta? We should probably slide by. I got a couple buddies of mine are going to Greta tonight. Oh, yeah.
I got an idea, too, for them. I know you do. My Sega Genesis and challenge people to NHL 94 games and just be a complete Lugan.
This guy right now is all about ping pong. No matter who it is. It's, hey, you know what you should do? Come this on over. We'll play some ping pong. Got some ping pong. We got the ping
I'll
pong.
I'll wax you left-handed. Let's go.
Hey, I'll play left-handed. I'll play left-handed. Some ping I'll pong, wax ping you. Pong, ping pong. It's this whole thing.
Gnip, gnop. Deal with it.
He's very confident in his ping pong abilities. Now,
Dean was afraid.
Being an only child, I didn't have a lot of people to play ping pong with.
You can tilt one of the ends up so that it's like.
Self-taught. You'll be fine.
So anyway. It's now going beyond the ping pong table. It's like, yeah, we'll go to Greta. They got the games there. I'll kick. You pick one. I'll kick your ass.
Let's go. Play some Mario Kart. We'll tune you up.
There it is. Yeah. So
Mario Kart is new world. You got to go something a little older.
94, second just NBA Jam Tournament Edition. Let's go.
What is that thing they're doing at Greta?
Golden Axe.
What is that yours? That's the one you love? Golden Axe?
Because they've got the...
They have a little street art going on in the alley there. That's part of the club. They brought in a bunch of artists from around town. Got some cool work being done in there. Good vibes.
Why don't the idiots at city council ever figure that out? Why don't we play the local artists to do something nice instead of some schmuck from...
This is all your fault. Remember when you were going to be mayor, but then you forgot to submit your thing to be mayor. You would have won in a landslide. All these problems would be gone, right?
So if you were going to go and take on Donkey here at Greta... Because I've got a list of the games here.
Wolverine or Donkey? I don't know Donkey yet.
There's Big Buck Hunter.
Yeah.
They got some pin. Do you like the pinball? Are you into the pinball? Can you pinball? Are you pinball wizard?
You wizard?
I can play the pinball. Absolutely.
Street Fighter.
Ding, 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 ding.
Plays a mean pinball.
Golden Tee. I don't like the Street Fighter. I'm no good at it.
Yeah, that's the one where you got to go all the combos down with the buttons. Yeah. Oof.
You like Golden Tee?
Is that Golden Tee the new one? Because I had the old one in my house and I kept breaking my finger.
2019 Golden Tee, so it's the new one.
Yeah, that was in the basement a few years ago. I like that one.
You want a good story? I will not name names. because there's some stuff I got to get to here, but I somehow got talking about Greta, and now we're here. Dude goes to Vegas with buddies, and you know what buddies do when they go to Vegas? You end up at the club, and then it's like, hey, if you put down your credit card, it'll go up as a charge for Hoop-De-Doo Enterprises. They'll never know. They'll never see. And then all of a sudden you get it. It's like
Sapphire's restaurant.
Holy
$700. Jesus.
Let Whoa. Get out of the bag, bud.
So dude gets the, he's back home. And the lady says, what is this charge on your credit card from Hoop-De-Doo Enterprises? What is this? How's so much money?
What's this?
To his credit, dude.
Quick.
Oh, I've always wanted Golden Tee. I bought one of those Golden Tee video games. A what? Golden Tee. You know the golf with the thing? You know, I love that game. You bought one of those dumb things. Yeah, I did. So stupid.
If you want, I'll take it back.
And then it's like, fuck, now I gotta get a Golden Tee machine and hide and somehow mask the money from her. God damn it. So some dude out there has paid for two Golden Tee machines, has one of them.
It's weird. Some company called Bikini Enterprises sell Golden Tees.
So anyway, Greta, Golden Tee. The two are not linked, by the way.
That story wasn't there?
No, completely different.
See if the Wolverine buys one tonight.
Okay, now listen. We're being delinquents here.
Idiots, yeah.
I said today we're going to have some news about, because we're in the Christmas spirit. Hey, yeah. Retro, we want to do good. We're good people. For the most part, we're good people. And one of the things...
shit yesterday. Be better people.
Yeah, I know.
That talk too.
One of the things, it was kind of a, I don't know if it was a mandate, but we wanted to, if at all possible, with Barn Burner, come Christmas time, and just moving on. We're going to want to give back, do some stuff with charity, and it starts for us. We got on the air month and a half ago. Let's make sure that we do something for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Don't, everyone's busy, time flies. Let's make sure it doesn't pass. We got the heads up from our friends at Tower Chrysler, Nikki specifically. She was like, hey, last year we did a 50-50 draw inside our dealership, and over the course of the year we raised money, and then at the end of the year we donated that to Closer to Home. And through Closer to Home, which is a local charity, they have the Adopt a Family campaign. They adopted, it was 12, 14 families of four last year for Christmas. Families that otherwise would not have had anything for Christmas. Gift cards, food gifts, the whole thing.
Well ahead of Christmas. So they can do all the shopping.
Yeah. And it's, they drop off the gift cards, so then the parents or the family can go out and do it themselves, which is part of, it's part of giving, it's part of receiving, it's that whole thing. So we kind of looked into it. Let's do that. That sounds good. And we've done our kind of homework on this. And tomorrow on the show, Jillian with Closer to Home is going to join us. And I got the email during the course of the show. So she's coming on tomorrow. We're going to talk about what we're doing here. And I'll give you the details in a moment. They put a press release out literally this morning. The urgent call for donations to Closer to Home's Adopt a Family initiative. As the need in the community soars, the need has increased. It was already great by 40% this year.
Jeez.
Without financial help from Calgarians right now, Closer to Home will have to turn families away without providing support during the holidays. There are 640 families registered for this initiative, another 150 on the waiting list. And as of today, only 230 families have been adopted. So, it feels, with all that, this feels like the right place at the right time. We are going to have the details tomorrow. It's going to be on our website. It's going to be on all of our social media. We're going to invite people to get on board with donations. We've put some prizing together that's going to be up for grabs.
Lots of cool stuff.
And this is the charity we do every year, but maybe we rotate. It'll be something different next year. But our Christmas campaign kicks off tomorrow, and Rhett, you'll enjoy this. It's we thought, well, what can we do? You know, something kind of Christmassy, something kind of light. Well, what's Rhett's, you know, the legendary story?
Mm-hmm.
Top shelf.
Yeah.
We will kick off our Barn Burner Top Shelf Elf Christmas campaign tomorrow. The Top Shelf Elf, he's going to do good. You're going to do good. We're going to come together and do some good things for the people. And this year, we are going to go through closer to home, and they adopt a family. And the website, if you want to check this out and you want to go and don't wait for us, is closertohome.com.
And also in that vein, we will be, as you alluded to, dangling all kinds of cool items that you'd love to get your paws on, one-offs, unique experiences that, you know, pay attention with the show. There'll be some chances to get some cool stuff and help out this amazing charity.
Have we got that.
The elf on the shelf?
Do we have the elf? Top shelf elf. I'd love to see it.
Could we see it?
I'd love to see it.
Top shelf elf.
Because we went to great efforts. We got Kennedy and the people with the Nation Network. Look at their sir.
Look at our boy.
Look at that.
Elfie.
Our top shelf elf Christmas.
Buddy Elfin.
The first, the inaugural. Because it can't be the first annual. There's inaugural. And then you got to do it at least twice for it to be an annual. That's how that goes. Mm. So it's the inaugural Top Shelf Elf. Starting tomorrow, full details on giveaways, auction items, and all.
Look at our cute barn burner logo, too.
Isn't that nice?
Snow on the roof. Christmas lights.
Yeah.
Who put up those lights? Were you hammered, Rhett? Jeez.
Who put up your Christmas lights?
Don't go on the roof when you've been drinking. Don't go on the roof. Because the ladders are dangerous.
That's the show for today. So yeah, we're gonna roll that out tomorrow.
Roll it out tomorrow.
We'll have Jillian on with us as well
from
the offices closer to home. Roll out the details and look back on tonight's hockey game between the Florida Panthers and the Calgary Flames. Get your helmet on. How are you feeling about
prediction.
This game?
Give me a prediction.
Oh, 8-0 Flames. Vladar shutout and Huberto hat trick. Uyghur with two.
First game back. Pinder.
I know. 6-0. Oh, yeah, there you go. Dial it back. The Panthers played a lot of overtime. It will not surprise me if there's free hockey available to everyone beyond 60 minutes tonight.
If the Flames want to use tonight to get some things right.
That'd be nice.
Like line combos, defensive play, special teams. Florida, as we said, they give up three, four a night. Go ahead.
And it looked like Florida was well on their way to a nice road victory yesterday. So
they'll be a little bit PO'd. They were up 4-1 on St. Louis on the weekend, watch that one
snap that 7-game winning streak for the Bruins. This is a dangerous animal. This is a wounded cat, Rhett. The Pantera, a wounded cat.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those wild cats.
That's right.
What's up for us?
Chicks dig the Panteros when they win on the road.
Careful.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
All right, buddies. That'll do it for today. It's probably enough. Eh?
It's more than enough.
It's probably enough.
We'll see you. Scrambling.
See you tomorrow.
Oilers Nation Every Day coming up next on YouTube, Rhett.
Oilers suck.
See ya, buddies.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.